This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat and Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu beginning today. During his visit, Mr. Modi is scheduled to attend various programs at Surat and Navsari in Gujarat and Silvassa in Daman. Prime Minister will visit Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu this morning and will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various projects worth 2,587 crore rupees at Silvassa in Daman and Diu and Dadra and Nagar Haveli. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting at Silvassa. Prime Minister will then travel to Surat to launch the Surat Food Security Saturation Campaign. About 2 lakh beneficiaries in Surat will receive benefits under the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Ann Yojana. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asserted that the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi will make the country as the third biggest economy in the world in 2027. Speaking at the 56th Raising Day of the CISF, he said that CISF has been a part of nation development and has been serving at vital installations across the country, protecting them. Congratulating all the women CISF battalion, Mr. Shah described the achievements of the government in introducing state-of-the-art facilities to tackle the present-day challenges. Sahitya Akademi will organize its annual Festival of Letters, Sahityotsav, Asia's largest literature festival, from today till 12th of March. This six-day event will be inaugurated today by the Union Minister for Culture, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, at Rabindra Bhavan in New Delhi. Today is Jan Aushadhi Divas. The day is celebrated to raise awareness about this scheme and promote the use of generic medicines. With an objective of making quality generic medicines available at affordable prices to all, Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana aims to make quality generic medicines available at affordable prices. Our correspondent reports that the Chemicals and Fertilizers Ministry organized week-long activities across the country to support this initiative. In Bihar, the three armed forces are holding Shaurya Vedna Mutsav at Motihari in East Champaran district from today. The two-day function being organized under the campaign Know Your Army at Gandhi Maidan, Motihari. Bihar Governor Arif Muhammad Khan will inaugurate the event this morning. The event has been organized at bordering area, which is near to Indo-Nepal frontier, to instill the patriotic feeling in people, especially among youths. The event is open to the public with free entry, providing a unique opportunity to engage with and learn with the lives of the soldiers who protect the country. Mysuru Akashvani radio station is celebrating its 90th anniversary today. It was in 1935 that Mysuru, which was a princely state then, got its first radio station. Since then, the radio station has provided airspace to some of the prominent literary personalities and reputed musicians. To mark the 90th anniversary, a day-long celebration is organized today. The Director General of Akashvani and News Services Division, Dr. Pragya Palival Gaur, will inaugurate Nuri Nada Sangama, a cultural extravaganza, today in Mysuru radio station. The Indian benchmark indices opened marginally low today amid weak global cues. Selling was seen in the IT, PSU, bank and pharma sectors in the early trade. Sensex opened 106 points or 0.14% down at 74,233, while the Nifty declined 16 points or 0.07% at 22,528. European Union leaders held an emergency meeting in Brussels yesterday to address escalating security concerns after the suspension of United States military aid to Ukraine. During the meet, the EU leaders primarily focused on strengthening their defense commitments and ensuring continued support for Ukraine. EU leaders also committed to working together to bolster the continent's defenses. Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with lightning at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Sikkim. And the All India Football Federation has announced that former Indian captain Sunil Chhetri is all set to return to the national team for the FIFA international window matches against Maldives and Bangladesh this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.